Well, praise the Lord. We are preaching a message of the kingdom of God. Do you know what is the kingdom of God? Well, I'll tell you, when I was a young man, about
20, 21.
Anybody hear about that age?
20, 21
years old? Nobody? Nobody in their 20s here? Oh, yes.
Okay.
Amen. Well, at that age, I understood some things in the Bible, but I didn't understand many things. And I began to ask the Lord, Lord, what does it mean, the kingdom of God? What does it mean, the kingdom of heaven? Do I have to wait until I die to find the kingdom of God? Then one day somebody said, the kingdom of God is all the churches. That's the kingdom of God. But as I began to understand the churches, I began to understand that they were not all following God. So I began to see that the kingdom of God was not just all of churches and all of religion. And then I found in my Bible, in Matthew the 3rd chapter, the 2nd verse, it says that John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea.
Matthew Songel Merak Sos.
And he said, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, how many of you, brethren, have repented at some time in your life? You can raise your hand. You've repented. Amen. You've come to Jesus. Amen. So that must mean that you have tasted something of the kingdom of God. So John said, the kingdom is at hand. It's nearby. It's almost here.
Johannes and Galileo, you're going
So I believe, brethren, that repentance is the first step of the kingdom of God. Now, in verse 8, John is preaching and he said, bring fruit fitting for repentance. Now that means if you repent, you're going to have to bring some fruit. You're going to have to show some evidence in your life being changed. You cannot just claim Jesus Christ and go on and live the way you lived in sin.
ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስን እየጠራችሁ ሄዳችሁ በኃጢአት ኑሮ ውስጥ ተመላለሳላችሁ ተመላለሱ ማለት አይደለም ንስሐ ተገባችሁ በኋላ
And then in verse 11 John is saying that I baptize you with water unto repentance
ከዛ በኋላ ቁጥር 11 ላይ ተመልከቱ ዮሐንስ የሚለው እኔስ ለንስሐ በውሃ አጠመቅኳችሁ አለ
I don't know who you are. Tell me, have you been baptized in water? Amen. If you've repented, you should be baptized in water. But he's talking about the coming of Jesus, and he said, He's greater than I. He's mightier than I. I'm not even worthy to take his shoes off.
ከዛ በኋላ ሊመጣ ስለነ ስለ ኢየሱስ ሲናገር ከኔ ይበልጣል ከኔ ይበልጣል ይመጣል የጫማው ነገር እንኳን መፍታት የማይችለው እሱ ነው አለ
He's talking about Jesus coming
ስለ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ መምጣት ነበር የሚናገረው
Hallelujah. What is your word for Jesus? Jesus?
Jesus.
Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Yeshua.
Yeshua.
Amen. Yeshua is coming and he's greater than I.
Jesus himatal degmo kene ibaltal.
Amen.
Amen.
And he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire.
እሱ ደግሞ ሲመጣ በመንፈስ ቅዱስና በእሳት ያጠምቃችኋል.
Hallelujah. Amen. Are some of you baptized in the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, amen. Even this little fella here. God bless you, son. You're going to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Yes, by faith he's claiming it. Amen. Yeah. He's my kind of guy. Amen. How about baptized with fire? How many of you want to be baptized with fire? Reluctant one hand. Maybe two. Sisters raising your hand. Now, let's describe what is baptism. If I just pour a little water on you, did I baptize you? No, I just got your head wet a little bit. Amen. That wasn't baptism. The word baptism, brethren, we need to understand what these words mean. Baptism means that you go into it all the way you get submerged into it. So when you got baptized in water, you went all the way into the water. Amen. But he said Jesus is going to baptize you in fire. You said amen.
Yeah.
That means you're going to go into fire all the way. Fire all over your flesh. Do you know what the fire is going to do to your flesh? It's going to spoil your flesh. You're going to have to live by the Spirit. Because you will not live by the flesh anymore. But my flesh desires this and my flesh desires that. No, if I'm going to live by the kingdom, it is going to be the desire of the Spirit that I live by. Now in chapter 4, verse 17,
በአራተኛው ምዕራፍ ቁጥር 17 ላይ ይሄ ገጽ
በአዲስ ኪዳን ገጽ we see that Jesus has come along Amen. Chapter 4 of Matthew, verse 17. Do you have them outlined in that way?
Yeah. I'm telling you on the page.
Amen.
Yeah.
Some of you have Bibles.
Yes.
Some of you need Bibles.
That's why I'm telling.
Amen. Hallelujah. It says, from that time Jesus began to preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Did you know that Jesus preached repentance? Now, we can go and read the rest of Matthew, but it doesn't say much about repentance. I mean, it gives the Sermon on the Mount and the Lord's Prayer and but you know, I believe in my heart, I believe that every time Jesus preached, he was calling for repentance. Now, let's go over to Matthew, the 13th chapter. And Jesus is preaching the parables about the kingdom of God. And I don't have time to preach all these parables to you today. So you'll have to read them in your Bible. But there's one parable that I'll just talk about here. Verse 44. Amen. It says, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure that is hid in the field. In which, when a man has found it, he hides it, and for joy thereof he goes and sells all that he has and buys the field. A field. Grass, trees growing out in the field.
Meadow, sar moltobetal, zaf moltobetal, kutkwato moltobetal.
And a man is out there looking one day.
And kan simmelekatew.
And he found a treasure in the field.
Beza meda lay, beza irsha bota lay, and mezgeb tedebko agenye.
And it was something that he wanted so bad, but he knew he had to buy the whole field to get it. So he sold everything that he had. If he had a horse, he sold the horse. A cow, a goat, he sold it all. Even his little house, he sold his little house. He was ready to give away everything he had so he could buy the field. Now, we're not going to go buy a field. But you're going to have to buy something. What is it you're going to have to buy? What was that treasure that was in that field? What do you think it was? I think the man found Jesus. He found the life that is in Jesus Christ. He found the glory. He found deliverance from his sins. He found healing. He found a hope. He found that he didn't have to live in darkness anymore. Now Jesus forgave him for free. But there was more. If you're going to have the whole life of Jesus Christ, you're going to have to sell all of your ambitions. All of your hopes. All of your plans. Everything that you want to accomplish in your life.
Amen.
It's all going to be all for the kingdom of God. You know, brethren, I don't have any other purpose in my life. Preaching the message of the kingdom is all I want to do. That's why I have come thousands of miles. We are looking for people who want to hear the truth of the kingdom of God. Now, when you go to Matthew chapter 20, we find that Jesus' disciples who had been with him for 3.5 years, they didn't really understand the kingdom of God. Now, many times when I was young, I said to myself, if only I could have spent 3.5 years with Jesus, I would know everything. I would understand all the mysteries of the kingdom. But here we are, almost the end of his ministry. And the disciples didn't understand. James and John, their mother, came to Jesus. Well, in your kingdom, can my one son be on this side of your throne and my other son over here? So they recognized that Jesus was a king, but they thought that his kingdom was something like, oh, the kingdom of Ethiopia. Maybe, you know, the kingdom of Kenya. Or some one of your neighbors. In other words, they thought it was going to be... Is this the right one?
No,
here is no Amen. They thought it was going to be a government like we have in the government of this world. And they actually thought that they were going to take David's old throne back, and they were going to throw the Romans out of the town.
Yeah.
Send Pilate and those Roman soldiers back to Italy. Then we will have the kingdom of Israel. And Jesus will be our king, and John will be Secretary of State or whatever you call him
here.
Secretary of Defense and the top two positions. Vice President maybe. Yeah. You know, brethren, Jesus does not need a vice president. Did you know that?
So Jesus, the president,
he does not need a pope.
So Papa,
he does not need archbishops. He is the only king. But you see, Jesus said to them, you don't know what you're asking for. Basically, he's saying, now, are you willing to drink of my cup? Now, you know what his cup was, don't you? He drank the cup of suffering and death. Are you willing to drink that? How about my baptism? Are you ready for that? Are you really ready for the fire? Oh yes, they said, oh yes, we're ready, we're ready. We'll follow you anywhere. Well, he said, you will indeed drink of my cup. You will die as a martyr. You will suffer. You will go through fire. But I'm not giving you positions. Now, what he goes on in the rest of this chapter, and you can read it when you get home, he's saying the difference between my kingdom and the kingdoms of the world, the Gentiles, he called them. So here's the way the Gentiles' kingdoms work. The princes of Gentiles rule over the people. And then even more powerful ones rule over the princes. And that works okay in Gentile kingdoms. Okay. I'm sure your government works that way. You have a top man, you know, and then you have all these secretaries of this and that and the other thing. Then you have deputy this and deputy that, you know. And finally, the people. Jesus said, "It shall not be so among you."
እንዲህ አይሁን አለ ጌታ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ በእናንተ መካከል እንዲህ አይሁን አለ በእኔ መንግስት በእናንተ መካከል እንዲህ አይሁን አለ
In my kingdom one of you will not rule over another of you
በእኔ መንግስት አንዳችሁ አንዳችሁን ልትገዙት አትችሉም
You are all brethren
ሁላችሁም ወንድማማች ናችሁ
And Jesus is saying I am the head I am the boss
እኔ ራስ ነኝ እኔ አለቃ ነኝ ካህናት አለቃ ይላል አይደል እኔ ነኝ በላይ አለ
So the true church of God has only one head
እውነተኛዋ ቤተክርስቲያን አንድ ራስ ነው ያላት
The true church of God does not have a clergy and a laity.
የትክክለኛዋ የእግዚአብሔር መንግስት ወይም እውነተኛዋ ቤተክርስቲያን አለቆች የሏትም።
But you see, that's the way the kingdoms of some of the churches operate.
አንዳንድ ቤተክርስቲያናት እንደዚህ አይነት አሰራር ነው እየሰሩ ያሉት ያለቃ ብዛት።
Hallelujah.
But
see, we need to know that is not the kingdom of God. That might be the kingdom of churches. Kingdom of religion. Kingdom of organizations. But not the kingdom of God. Now, over in Luke, let's go to Luke for a minute.
Lucas,
brother Lucas.
Yes.
Chapter 17. Yes, verse 20. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered and said unto them, The kingdom of God cometh not with observation.
Yeah.
Oh, you want more?
Yeah.
Okay. Neither shall they say, Lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you.
ፈሪሳውያንም የእግዚአብሔር መንግስት መቼ ትመጣለች ብለው ቢጠይቁት መልሶ የእግዚአብሔር መንግስት በመጠባበቅ አትመጣ ደግሞ እንኳን በዚህ ወይም እንኳን በዚያ አይሏትም እነሆ የእግዚአብሔር መንግስት በመካከላችሁ ናትና አላቸው
አሜን
Now you see if you're looking for the kingdom of God with your eyes well if we can only find the building that we'll put a sign that says this is the kingdom of God you won't find it that way well if only I could see something happen
አንድ ነገር እንደሆነ አያለው
then I will know it's the kingdom of God
ከዛ በኋላ የእግዚአብሔር መንግስት እንደሆነ አውቃለሁ
if only I could hear
ከምሰማው ከሆነ
maybe a signs and miracles and things like that then I'll know it's the kingdom
ምልክት ተአምራት የሆነ የመሳሰሉ ነገሮችን ሳይ
but what is he saying where is the kingdom
ምን አለ የእግዚአብሔር መንግስት የት ናት አለ
Where is the kingdom of God?
የእግዚአብሔር መንግስት የት ናት?
Somewhere down in here.
በልባችሁ ውስጥ ናት።
Now, if I were a surgeon and cut you open, I couldn't find it. Yes, I mean, I had surgery. They cut me open from here to here and they fixed my heart. But they didn't find the kingdom of God in there.
Because
Because it's in my soul, it's in my heart. Yeah, I don't mean the heart that goes. No, no, not that heart. I mean, they stopped my heart for about 8 hours, but they didn't stop the kingdom of God. Yeah, look, you don't believe me. Do you see this? Do you see that scar on my arm? They took my artery out of here and they put it in here. Because the other one wasn't working good. I'm just telling you, brethren, the kingdom of God is in your soul. Let me go one more step. The kingdom of God is Jesus in you. Jesus lives in me. He is the kingdom. He is the king. Now, let's read the next two verses, because we're going to see where people made the mistake of looking for the kingdom. And he said to the disciples, "The days will come when you will desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you will not see it." I'm going to leave, and you're going to say, "Oh, how I wish he was still here." And then men are going to say, "Oh, look here, or look there. Oh, here's where the kingdom is. It's over here in this city. There's a big man preaching over there." Man doing something here. Man doing something big over there. Great man on the television. Man from far away coming to the big stadium and having a meeting. Do they have those big meetings in the stadium here?
Yes, yes.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Really?
Stadium is a
big name men. Let me read you what it says here. See here, see there. Go not after them, nor follow them.
Do
you hear what Jesus said? Jesus said, "That's not the kingdom of God." Don't follow the big names that come to the stadium. You might as well go and watch the football game. Do they call it football where they kick the ball here? Or do you call it soccer?
Soccer.
Soccer. Yeah, you might as well go watch the soccer.
Yeah.
The soccer isn't the kingdom of God either, is it? In other words, the things that draw your attention, he said, the kingdom is not something you see with your eyes. Do we have time to go to Brother John? Do we have time for John?
Okay.
How long have we been? Well, we've only gone a half hour. We got time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I miss that.
Are you falling asleep, or do we have more time? Okay, more time. Amen. Let's go to John, the Gospel of John. Now, I'll just tell the story. It's the 18th chapter of John.
Okay. Johannes Wangel 18.
Jesus is in the Garden of Gethsemane. He knows he's going to be arrested and crucified very shortly. And so the high priest sent their temple soldiers to arrest him. And they came, and they're looking for Jesus, and Jesus said to them, "Who are you looking for?" And they said, "We're looking for Jesus of Nazareth." And what did he say? He said, "I am." I am. What's his name? What did he tell Moses? He told Moses, "My name is I am." Now, the name I am, we call him Jesus.
Jesus.
Yeshua. The Jewish people, Yeshua. Amen. But God said, "My name is I am." Do you know that name is so full of power? When he said that name, all the soldiers, they fell over. They went right to the ground. I mean, I don't want to go to the ground here, but the power of his word. And yet they get up. They take his hands and they tie him up, you know. Lead him away. Why would you do that to a man who, with his word, can knock you all to the ground? Nobody sees the kingdom of God. Peter didn't know. He gets his little knife out. Get that soldier. He cut his ear off. Now, I don't think Peter thought that cutting a soldier's ear off was going to win the battle. I think he was aiming to take his head off. But the man must have moved, you know, and the knife got his ear. And now Jesus puts his ear back on. But do you understand? Peter did not see the kingdom of God. He thought with carnal weapons he could win.
But super cigar, Messiah, in your shins, not sir.
I mean, if Peter had a machine gun, he couldn't win the kingdom of God. If Peter had a tank and bombs, he couldn't win the kingdom of God. It's not that kind of kingdom. So we come down to verse
33,
and Jesus is now standing in front of Pilate. And Pilate said to Jesus, "What have you done? Are you the king of the Jews?" And Jesus answered, "Did somebody tell you this, or Pilate? Do you see this yourself?" Do you know that Jesus was trying to get Pilate to repent? You know, if Pilate had only said, "You know, I really think you are the king," here he is, Jesus is being murdered, and he's seeking to save the people that are going to murder him.
Do you
know the centurion that had him crucified? I think that centurion, when it was all over, at the end of the day, he said, "This was the Son of God." I wonder if Pilate didn't think about it later and maybe repented. So anyway, Pilate asked him questions. "What have you done?" Listen to Jesus' answer. "What have you done?" Here's his answer. "My kingdom is not of this world." Jesus, what are you guilty of? "My kingdom." "But it's not of this world." He said, "If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from here." Then he said something very interesting. "Everyone that is of the truth hears my voice." Have you ever met people that say, "I don't know, I can't see this, I can't hear this voice that you hear"? If you're not of the truth, you're not going to hear it. Do you hear what I'm saying? The message of the gospel of the kingdom of God is the truth of what God spoke. You have to have a desire for truth in order to hear it. If you just want to hear the good things that please you, but you don't want to hear the things that don't please you, then you don't have a real desire for truth. The one that desires the truth says, Lord, I want to know, no matter how it hurts, I want to know what you're saying.
እግዚአብሔር ሆይ ጌታ ሆይ ምንም አይነት ጉዳት ያምጣብኝ እውነትን ለማወቅ ፈልጋለሁ ልክነገረኝ እውነት ይጉዳኝም እሱን ፈልጋለሁ ይህን ለማወቅ ፈልጋለሁ ማለት አለባችሁ የሚጎዳችሁ እሱ ይጠቅማችኋልና ማለት
What are you asking of me?
ስለ እኔ ምን ትጠይቃላችሁ?
What do you want of me?
ከእኔ ምን ትፈልጋላችሁ?
I want the truth, Lord. Do you know that I heard the voice of the Lord when I was having the heart attack? My heart attack.
Okay.
I spoke to the Lord. I knew I was in trouble. And I said, Lord, I need to hear. I'm in trouble. But I need to hear. I know that you'll speak to me. Tell me what you want me to hear. Do you know what he said? First I should say, do you know what I wanted him to say? I wanted him to say, Yes, my son, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Have no fear, son, there is no problem. He didn't say that. Do you know what he said? He said four words. For you are dead.
For
you are dead. I'm dead. But I'm not dead. I'm in the car. I'm going to the hospital. I can hear the engine of the car running. I'm not in heaven, wherever. But he said, I'm dead. See, there's deeper meanings to the things God is saying. And after a while, I'm thinking, even down in the hospital, I'm thinking, but I can hear the doctor, I can hear the nurses talking. And I know my wife came and prayed for me. So he must mean something else. And then I realized he was giving me the verse from Colossians, the third chapter. If ye be risen with Christ, seek the things that are above. Amen. Seek the throne of God, where Christ is seated at the right hand of the throne. For you are dead.
ሞታችኋልና
and your life is hid with Christ in God.
ሕይወታችሁም በእግዚአብሔር ከክርስቶስ ጋር ተሰውሯል.
See, when I laid on that stretcher in the hospital, then I began to say, Lord, isn't there something more to that verse about me being hid in Christ? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so here I am today. Amen. Now let me give you just a couple more verses. In Romans chapter 14, verse 17, it says, For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost.
Amen. የእግዚአብሔር መንግስት ጽድቅና ሰላም በመንፈስ ቅዱስ የሆነ ደስታ ናት እንጂ መብልና መጠጥ አይደለችምና
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In other words, the kingdom of God is not all kinds of rules and regulations and thou shalt not and thou shalt eat this and thou shalt not eat that, you know.
የእግዚአብሔር መንግስት በዚህ ምድር ያለ ልጅ ልጅ አይነት ስራ ይሄን ብላ ይሄን አትልበስ ይሄን
Where does righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost come from? It comes from Jesus. And it's found where? It's found in my soul. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, one more place. Let's go to the book of Hebrews. Chapter 12, I believe it is. And, oh my, I wish I had time to do the whole chapter 12 of Hebrews. I mean, this is the chapter. Brethren, let me ask you a question. What is Mount Zion? Where is Mount Zion? Where is it? What is Mount Zion? You can answer. It's all right. Somebody's answering. Brethren, go home and read Hebrews chapter
12.
We are Mount Zion. Mount Zion, the city of the living God. Amen. I mean, this. I'm telling you what's in this chapter. Says you didn't come to the old mountain, the old mount that Moses got the Ten Commandments. That's not where we're at. You don't have the old house, you don't have the old mountain anymore. But you are come, verse 22, but you are come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. Yes, we are heavenly Jerusalem.
ወደ ሰማያዊቱ ኢየሩሳሌም በደስታም ወደ ተሰበሰቡበት ወደ አእላፋት መላእክት በሰማያትም ወደ ጻፍ ወደ በኩራት ማህበር ይላል.
How many of you would like to visit Jerusalem?
ይሄኛው ኢየሩሳሌም ስንቶቻችሁ ትፈልጉታላችሁ? እግዚአብሔር ያለበት የሚገኝበት አዲሱን የምድሩን አይደለም ስንቶቻችሁ ትፈልጉታላችሁ?
So which Jerusalem would you like to visit?
የትኛው ኢየሩሳሌም ነው ልትጎበኙ የምትፈልጉት?
Way up there in the eastern side of the Mediterranean is a place called Israel. No, you don't have to go there to find Jerusalem. You came here today and you found the heavenly Jerusalem. It says, you are come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and the innumerable company of angels.
ወደ ሰማያዊቱ ኢየሩሳሌም በደስታም ወደ ተሰበሰቡ ወደ አእላፋት መላእክት በሰማያትም ወደ ተጻፉ ወደ በኩራት ማህበር እነሱ እኮ ነው እግዚአብሔር ተባረከ።
We're part of the same city as angels.
አያችሁ ከመላእክት ከሚኖሩበት ከተማ ጋር አብረን ነው ያለነው።
Amen.
Amen.
And it goes on, the assembly of church of the firstborn, God, the spirits of just men.
የእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ የመጀመሪያዎቹ በኩራት ማህበር እንደዛ ያሉበት ቦታ ላይ ነው ያለነው።
Amen. Jesus is part of the new Jerusalem, Mount Zion.
ኢየሱስ የዚህ ተራራ እና የአዲስ ኢየሩሳሌም አካል ነው።
And it says the blood. The blood is there.
Blood.
Blood must be alive. His blood is alive. It says his blood speaks better things than the blood of Abel. What did the blood of Abel speak? The blood of Abel cried from the ground. Oh God, bring me justice. Bring me, you know.
እግዚአብሔር ሆይ ብሎ የጮኸ
but the blood of Jesus doesn't call for revenge, does it?
እሱ ግን አልተጠራም አላለም ግን የኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ደም
His blood forgives you.
ደሙ ምህረት ይሰጣል።
Amen. Now
Amen.
He talks in the verse 25, he said there's coming a voice yet from heaven, don't turn away from it.
ስለዚህ ወደ አላፋት መላእክት በሰማያትም ወደ ጻፉ ወደ በኩራት ማህበር የሁሉም ዳኛ ወደ ሚሆን ወደ እግዚአብሔር ፍጹማንም ወደ ሆኑ ወደ ጻድቃን መንፈሶች የአዲስ ኪዳን መካከለኛ ወደ ሆነ ወደ ኢየሱስ ከአቤልም ደም ይልቅ የሚሻለው ወደሚናገር ወደ መርጨት ደም ደርሳችኋል። ለሚናገረው እምቢ እንዳትሉ ተጠንቀቁ።
Now, where is heaven?
የት ነው ሰማይ? አሳዩ። የት ነው ሰማይ?
Is it there? No. Brother's been giving you a pretty good word here. Now, when I was still in my 20s, I was looking heaven. But I didn't know what the kingdom of God was either. One day, I was in a church. A church. And I was in much trouble.
በጣም ችግር ውስጥ ነበር።
And I remember when the people were all praying.
ሁሉም ሲጸልይ ነበር ህዝቡ።
I said, "Oh Lord, I want to hear from heaven."
እግዚአብሔር ሆይ ከሰማይ ልሰማ እፈልጋለሁ አልኩኝ።
And I heard a voice from down here. And he said, "Here I am." I said, "Oh, you're down here, you're not up there." Amen. Now, we're going on here. He says his voice one time shook the earth. But he said, "One more time, I'm going to shake heaven and earth." Do you know that God is now shaking the earth? You're hearing the news of what's happening to your neighbors to the north, up along North Africa, Egypt, Tunisia, Libya, You're hearing this news, aren't you? You know what I mean? These kingdoms are falling. The big prince that has led them, he's being taken off his thrones. What's happening? The earth is shaking. See, there's a natural shaking and there's a spiritual shaking. Heavens are shaking. Spiritual realms are being shaken. And he says in verse 27, this word, yet once more, signifies the removing of those things that are shaken as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. That means what's coming on the earth now in these days, you are going to be shaken. Well, not in the natural, but your soul is going to be shaken. And everything that is of man is going to be shaken out of you. Everything that is made of earthy things. Every kingdom of man, every kingdom of darkness, kingdom of Babylon, kingdoms of religion, they're going to be shaken out of you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That only the thing that cannot be shaken will remain in you. What is the one thing that cannot be shaken out of you? Jesus Christ.
Amen.
His kingdom.
Amen.
His empire built in me. Everything that he has built in me, that he has been building in me for almost 70 years. What is of him cannot be driven out. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved. Hallelujah. Last verse, Matthew 24. Matthew 24 is the end time message of Jesus to the church. It is one of the most powerful chapters in the whole book of Matthew. You need to be asking Jesus every verse, what does this mean? He that has ears to hear, let him hear. Go through every verse. Lord, what is happening today? Hallelujah. Now, verse 13 and 14. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. You'll notice he didn't promise to rapture you away. He said you're going to have to endure. You're going to have to overcome right to the end. How many of you are going to be overcomers to the end? You're not going to give in to Satan, are you? Amen. Hallelujah. And here's the best verse. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, then shall the end come. That is why I am here. I have no other purpose in coming here. I didn't come to see the beautiful city. I came to see people like you. And to give you the good news. And what are you going to do? You're going to preach this word too. You're going to tell your neighbors. You're going to tell your family. You're going to tell your Coptic and your Orthodox neighbors. Yes. And you can tell your Muslim neighbors. Your Islamic neighbors. You know what? They need Jesus, all of them. Many church people need Jesus. Many people can join churches and not know Jesus. And Jesus is going to be your best friend. Do you want him for your best friend, sister? Do you want Jesus for your best friend? Amen. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you.
Amen.
And thank you so much. Yes, please, Sister Rita.
I'd like to share one verse.
It's in John chapter 8, and I will read verse 31 and 32. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
ኢየሱስም ያመኑትን አይሁድ እናንተ በቃሌ ብትኖሩ በእውነት ደቀ መዛሙርቴ ናችሁ እውነትንም ታውቃላችሁ እውነትም አርነት ያወጣችኋል አላቸው አሜን
And I would encourage all you that believe to continue on in the word
ላበረታታችሁ ወዳለሁ እያንዳንዳችሁ በእግዚአብሔርን ቃል ለማወቅ እንድትቀጥሉ
Jesus said that I am the way, the truth, and the life. And he loves those that seek the truth.
Amen.
So continue on in his word and in his truth.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.